Hey, Jack Jones here on News Radio 1180 WLDF Jacksonville. I got Drew Ballridge on the phone right now. He's performing this weekend at the Morgan County Fair, opening up for Big and Rich. How you doing today, Drew?
Buddy, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Glad to be talking to you. And, Drew, you're from Patoka, Illinois, correct?
Yeah, which is a town just a little further south than y'all, a town of about 580 people. I graduated high school with there about 22 kids before moving to Nashville. And, man, it was a great place to grow up. Really small town, really rural area, a bunch of farming. And, you know, I'm from Illinois, so anytime I can come back up close to home there and play a show, it makes for a good time.
Yeah, I'm sure, and I'm actually from Staunton, Illinois, which is about an hour north of Patoka, so I know that southern Illinois, you know, area pretty well, if well growing up down there. Yeah, and so, you know, kind of looking through, you know, doing a little bit of background on you, you said you graduated high school from there. I saw that you were pretty athletic as well. You had some sort of scholarship going to college, and you ended up not doing that to pursue your music?
Yeah, a baseball scholarship, and I ended up doing away with that and moving to Nashville instead and really focusing on music. And I think it took my mom by surprise. My senior year, I was starting to go to colleges, and people were taking me in and going to camps and things like that. And I just said, hey, Mom, I'm gonna turn it down. I'm going to move to Nashville. I'm going to give myself a chance in country music. And to be honest, I think I made a good decision. I wake up every morning, my pitching arm is already popping at 25. So I think I made a good decision into moving to Nashville and doing music. I played sports my whole life, and it was a big part of who I am now. But I'm glad I'm doing music.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like you probably chose the right thing and, you know, got to do what you love. And it seems like you got a real love for the music. How did that love for music start for you? You know, where did that begin? You know, was it always country music, or where did that love for music begin for you?
I've just always loved music. I always loved entertaining, being out in front of people. And I think the very first time I ever performed in front of people was my first grade Christmas program. I sang... it was a song that had all these different languages of goodbye in it. I still remember the song to this day. It's so funny. But it was the first time I sang in public. And then after that, I was just hooked. And I started doing talent shows. But instead of singing, I was dancing in them. I did Thriller, Michael Jackson. I did the Blues Brothers. I did Grease Lightning. And had some friends behind me do some backup dancing. And I did all the lip singing to it. I mean, it was definitely make her some blackmail videos.
Hey, yeah, I'm sure you can go back on a Facebook or an old VHS tape or something like that and find you dancing to Thriller. I'm sure somebody would be thrilled to see that.
Oh, gosh, man. We don't have it on YouTube. I have a bunch of old home videos that I sit and watch, and it just cracks me up every time I watch it. It's amazing. But yeah, so I started out, I just love performing. I sang the national anthem of every one of my home basketball games. Sang in church growing up. That was a big part of my life. My dad, he always sang in church, so I always kind of followed his footsteps and listened to bands like the Cathedrals and the Gaithers, and they all played a big role in my love for music. And then listening to Brooks and Dunn and Alabama, and those guys really were the first country music, was the first country music I ever heard. And then after that, I started loving all sorts of music. I mean, I even loved Michael Jackson, you know, me dancing at such a young age to one of his at his talent show. I loved Michael Jackson. I loved growing up, I grew into loving groove, music that grooves and allowed me to dance. And that's kind of what influenced my music today. I mean, my first album called Dirt on Us had all those influences, and it had the roots of the country music, but also a little funk, you know, a little funk in the country. I call it funkture. Moves a little bit and grooves where people come out and they can dance to the live show.
Yeah, and you know, getting people out there moving and having fun. I think that's, you know, kind of been one of the new waves that, you know, kind of country music has been moving as well. You know, you hear the old tropes about country music being about losing the girl, losing your dog, and losing your truck, and, you know, it being sad. But I think, you know, where people are being more accepting now of, man, country can be happy. Country can be about having fun, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the awesome thing about being a part of country music right now is the box is not as small anymore. You can go outside the box and do a lot of fun things musically, and that's what we plan on doing, is pushing the boundaries of country, of the music behind it, but still have that country voice up front. And you know, I'm really excited to play the Morgan County Fair so people can come out and see the live show, because we not only play country music, but we play a little bit of everything. You know, we play some old country music, we play some new top 40 stuff, and it just makes for a fun time. And I think that's what people want to have most these days. They get enough crap in the news already about, you know, America and all this stuff going on, and I'm, you know, my job is when I get out on stage is just to make sure everybody has a good time and kind of forgets about their work life and just come out there and be entertained, and that's what my music does.
And so do you, Drew, at your live show, do you play any covers or anything, or is it, it's all your music?
No, we play some covers in there too. I mean, it just depends on how long we play. You know, if we play an hour, we'll definitely throw in three or four songs that ain't ours, you know, cover songs, and kind of mix match some songs that ain't really country songs, but we make them country. But if we play like a 30-minute set, it'll be all our stuff. It just depends on how long we're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good. And you know, I'm really excited to see you up here this weekend. Talk to me a little bit about how growing up in Illinois and in Patoka have, you know, kind of influenced your sound and who you are as an artist. Because, I mean, I feel like there's not really that many guys you know, from Illinois who have made it to kind of where you are in, you know, the country music scene.
Well, I'm from a town of 500 people, like we said, 580 people. And so I lived a country song growing up. My grandpa was a farmer, and I helped him farm all the way up through high school. And, you know, all my cousins, I mean, we're a small town. My family, my mom, my cousin, and his mom, and then my next cousin, we all live on one road. So it's just a small town, man. It was a great way to grow up. I had a lot of close friends and family all in that area that supported me from day one and playing music and, you know, just being outside all the time and going hunting and going fishing. And those are things that I just grew up on. So when it comes down to writing a country music, you know, a country song, it's just things that I grew up on. It's real life story. And I think people can tell that too when they hear the music. They can tell that it's real and it's coming from a real spot, and that, you know, I've done these things. And that's what I always, when I sit down to write a song, I try to make sure it's as real as possible and coming from a real perspective on how I lived when I was growing up, or how I'm living now, or what I've done, or a memory, or you know, a breakup, or a love that come together. And you know, I think all those real life moments of living in Illinois definitely play a big role in writing my music.
Yeah, no, I definitely get that, and honestly, listen to your song BYOB. I had listened to your singles, "Dance with You" and "Rebound," but I had not heard. I kind of went back and listened to some more that I hadn't heard yet. I heard listened to BYOB, and I was like, "This sounds exactly like any weekend at home ever."
That's so funny. That was one of the very first songs I put out, and man, that was just a song that we kind of threw together just about my buddies. And, you know, growing up, we always just kind of found a spot to go out and be out in the middle of nowhere on the weekends and, you know, hang out and get around a bonfire and maybe pass the acoustic guitar around or just sit there and chill out. And, you know, those were weekend nights growing up. I miss those nights.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think a lot of people, especially this weekend, will get to relive a little bit of that, you know, out of the Morgan County Fair. Have you ever been to Jacksonville before? Have you ever played in Jacksonville before?
This will be my first time playing in Jacksonville, actually. So we're excited that it's our first time to come there and hang out with everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. We're certainly excited as well. And, of course, Big and Rich, excited to see them as well. You know, tell me a little bit what it's like. You know, you're in Nashville now. You know, being that kid from small town Illinois to go into Nashville, what's that experience like? You know, being with guys like Big and Rich, and you know, Trace Adkins is going to be on Friday as well. Being around names like that in country music,
man, it's so humbling, to be honest with you. You know, these are people that I grew up listening to when I turned 16. These were the songs that were playing in my speakers with me and my buddies when we were driving around, and It's really humbling. I mean, I can't believe that I'm playing with Big and Rich. This will be my first time playing with them. And, you know, I've been to their house, and they always have big parties over there and go and hang out and stuff. But I've never actually got to play a show with them. And so this is a really exciting time to be a part of it, to be a part of, you know, like you said, names like Trace Atkins. And this last couple weekends ago, we went out on the road and played a couple shows with Toby Keith and just names that I all grew up listening to, and it's unbelievable. It really is. You know, when I moved here at 19, I was scared to death. I remember my parents bringing me down here with a U-Haul, dropped me off, and loaded everything up, and then they left, and it was just me. Here I was, 19 years old, never hardly been out of southern Illinois, and now I'm living in Nashville where there's one-ways and red lights and interstates. I couldn't drive a lick, to be honest with you. But man, it's come so far since then. I've been here 6 years now, and have been very blessed to share the stage with a lot of awesome, awesome people and a lot of amazing talent. And I hope that we can keep growing and keep on putting out music that people want to hear and people that music that people can relate to. Because that's my goal: is I make music for the people, and I'm always really, really nervous when it comes to making a new project. And that's what we've been working on. Is having a new single come out in August, and so I've been in the studio and in writing rooms trying to make sure I'm putting out the right song and making sure it's a good fit for everybody.
Well, that certainly sounds awesome. And do you have an idea, or you know, I'm sure you know you said it's in August. Do you have an idea what it's going to be called, or around what time we're gonna be able to hear that?
I hope we'll be able to hear it pretty soon. I mean, we're going to be playing some new music. At this weekend, we're going to be playing one new song, which is exciting. But I can't say that that's going to be the single because I don't know yet. We still have to pick it. And, there's just two or three songs that we're choosing from, and I don't want to announce it yet because I could say the wrong one. The team could choose something different next week, you know. And so I'll be playing a brand new song this weekend, and it's called Lonely, and it's a song that I'm really, really excited about. Just real catchy, real simple, and kind of about when me and my girlfriend first started dating. It was kind of that moment that hit you, man, you know, I'm going to make sure she's never lonely again. You know, I'm going to make sure I'm always going to be there for her. And that's what that song's about. And we have another song coming out that I don't want to say the title yet because I think it's going to be the single, and we're just gearing up for that. And it's going to be an exciting time in the next month.
Awesome. That's exciting to hear, man. And I'm assuming, you know, with the single push coming in August, maybe a new album or a EP coming in the fall?
Yeah, EP will be coming in the fall. We don't know the exact date on that yet. And we're just still, like I said, we're still just trying to make sure it's right and correct. And we still have to produce a couple things and make sure the music's correct. So I'm hoping to have the EP in the fall around October, November time. And probably shoot around November so people will be able to get the EP and give it to somebody for Christmas or something like that. And man, it's always exciting when you can create new music and the fans are ready for it. We've had our third honest project out for about a year now. We're ready to make new music.
That's awesome to hear, man. Exciting. And, you know, you talk about, you know, you got to tour, do a couple shows with Toby Keith. Where are you going to next after Jacksonville? I think I saw you're in Urbana a little bit later on in the year, and also thought I saw you were on the Bull Float trip as well too.
Yeah, we're all over the country. I mean, after we leave there, we go to Columbus, Ohio, and then we go up to Michigan to play in a big festival up there called Faster Horses, which has tons and tons of artists on it. And then after that, we come to Urbana to play with Chris Young, which will be amazing. And then we go out west, actually, play in Sacramento, Crescent City, California, Saratoga, California, Reno, Nevada, Salt Lake City, all in August. And then we head back this way. And, man, we're just all over all summer long. You get all the tour dates on DrewBaldersMusic.com, and you can see when we're going to be coming close to an area near you. Probably the next thing will probably be Champagne with Chris Young coming up at around July there.
Yeah, I was looking on there earlier and just seeing what
28th.
July 28th, that's Champaign County Fair, right?
Yeah, Champaign County Fair.
Awesome. That looks like it's going to be exciting. And, you know, you talk about touring and going all over like that, and I'm sure the guys you travel with become, you know, real close to you, like family. Can you give a little shout-out to the rest of the guys in your band? Who are they?
Yeah, so I have my bass player. His name's Devin Dumpstorf, and he's actually from Highland, Illinois. And we've become real close and real good friends. And Travis Holtz, he's a guitar player. He's from Breeze, Illinois. And Ryan Vonderlinden, he's from Muskoka, Illinois. And then my my drummer is from Carlisle, Illinois, and her name is Simone Simonton. And actually, even my merch guy and tour manager, Jeff Guest, and merch guy Dylan Collier, they're all from Illinois also. And so my merch guy is actually from my hometown. And so, I mean, we're all, the whole crew is from Illinois. So we like to, we kind of keep it in the blood up there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And hey, all those Southern Illinois 618 people down there. Yeah, absolutely. And that's super cool. You know, it's nice to, you know, bring the people along that you kind of came up with a little bit too, you know, in that area. That's really cool to hear. You know, just anything else you'd like to, you know, tell the people of Jacksonville, you know, about this weekend or anything you'd like to tell them about you and just how excited you are for this weekend.
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, I hope you guys come out to the show. I'll be super excited to meet you. I always meet everybody after my show at my merch table where they sell the shirts and everything. And I like to go out there after my set's done and say hey to people and shake their hands and take pictures with them. And I'm just a small town kid myself. And I love being able to come up to Illinois and meet everybody and say hey. And, you know, I hope you guys check out the music. Check out my latest single, Rebound. Be on the lookout for new music coming out in August, and check us out on Facebook. It's just, you can search Drew Baldridge and check me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and send me a message on there. I always like to talk to everybody and keep in touch with people, but hope you guys enjoy the show. I'm super, super pumped to come up to Illinois. I'm sure I'll have some probably family come up there too and see some family. So come out, say hey to us. Thanks for tuning in and listening.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time, Drew. That's about all we got time for today here on News Radio 1180 WLDF Jacksonville. I'll be back with you in just a bit with Mid-Mornings with Jack.